Thank you. Hi, everybody. It's me, Clint Beachwood, your host for the next hour or so. This is A Day at the Beach, podcast number 86, where I play some of a variety of surf slash instrumental type music for you. Okay, most of it's pretty new, so I dig some things out of the archives. But for the most part, it's all pretty modern music, and I try to stay with all originals by these bands that perform for you for this next hour. We just heard Surfer Joe out of Italy with Waveboard Action from his Senior Surf CD. The OK Kings did Pinball. It's OK is the name of that CD. The Eliminators with Punta Baja from Unleashed, and started the show off with The Mobsmen from their brand new CD. If I can pull out my Latin here. Fraternitas Arum Factorum is the title of the Mobsmen brand new CD release on Double Crown Records, and it's a pretty good CD. I'm really enjoying it. I'll be playing several cuts off of that CD as the weeks and months go by. Le Mans was the name of the song we heard. You have to say that with a French accent. And even laugh. You can laugh in French. As opposed to English. Okay. Anyway, cool CD by the Mobsmen. You know, this next song is a song that I really enjoy when I really want to get pumped up. You know, I do play volleyball once a week still in my old age. And it's a song like this that really gets me going. So it's the Urban Surf Kings from a live recording rendition. And it's called Radar Men from the Moon. Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the drums, Inky Boy Wonder. This is one you can all sing along with if you've watched Sesame Street.
Ah!
Those were the Mystery Men from Atlanta, Georgia. Can I say that? Did I just blow their cover? The Mystery Men doing Isolation from their Sonos Delirium CD. Before that, the Swank Bastards from Las Vegas, Nevada with The Wetter the Better. The Wet Tones out of Italy with a ska-sounding cool song called 4XS, and the Urban Surf Kings out of beautiful Nova Scotia, Canada with Radar Men from the Moon, a live recording from Helsinki, Hell's Kitchen, Nova Scotia, and it's called, the CD is called Live in Hell, appropriately named. Huh? Cool song, I love that song, and the one following that, songs that just get you pumped, in my humble opinion. Okay, let's see, anything else? I saw the Swank Bastards for the first time about a month ago here in San Diego. They played a little club down older part of San Diego called the Ken Club or the Kensington Club. I think they told more jokes and they took more time in between songs than actually playing songs. Jokes of a variety that I cannot repeat on a somewhat family-oriented podcast. But there is one I can retell, and I thought it was somewhat amusing. And the question is, why do mermaids wear seashells? Tick, 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 tick. Because B shells are too small and D shells are too big, too large. See, I don't tell jokes. I don't know. I don't know why I attempt. But anyway, they were a pretty entertaining band, the Swank Bastards. And I got all four CDs, and I just got to start playing them because they're pretty cool. A lot of covers and... fun band to go see live. All right, let's get into Slow Things Down and play a song here by Ghost Tsunami off their new CD, The Sultry Sounds of Ghost Tsunami. It's called A Bad Day at Diamond Head. We'll be right back.
this is Rob Razorblade from the Razorblades out of Germany, hanging around in San Diego. You're listening to A Day at the Beach, hosted by Mr. Clint Beachwood. Have fun and take care.
Well, there you had the Subvectors. That was the Midwest portion of the show, by the way. The Subvectors from Nebraska did a song called Shadow Moses from their Danger Close CD. And the One Night Standards before that. I pulled that CD out of the rack. A song called Dragline. CD is called Octane. And I think they're from Iowa. There you have it. There's a few bands in the Midwest, and those are just two of them, okay? And they're both pretty good, aren't they? The Razorblades from the Midwestern portion of Germany. I have no idea where in Germany they're from. Turn up the noise and feel the noise. Turn it up and feel the noise is the name of the song. First song I played off of their new CD, Snapshots from the Underground. I really, really like the Razorblades. I've loved everything they've put out. This is probably their fourth or fifth CD. And I really like them. And they have some really fun videos, too. Go to their website or Google them on YouTube or whatever and check out the Razorblades. Pretty fun band. And let's see, the Supertones in there with that classic little traditional slide slipping that comes from Surf Fever 2000. And Ghost Tsunami did A Bad Day at Diamond Head. That comes from their sultry sounds of Ghost Tsunami. This is Clint Beachwood. It's A Day at the Beach number 686. Losing track. Just in case you didn't know, I do my radio show still from San Diego State's college radio station, KCR. And KCR is really ramping things up over there. I'm so impressed with the student managers right now that are really trying to get that radio station up and running and become a semi-legitimate, semi-professional radio station. It sounds really good. And they're putting a lot of stress on the DJs to clean up their shows and to do a good job and to start and stop on time and to show up for their shows. It's incredible. So anyway, check that out. I'm on Thursdays from 3 to 5 p.m. West Coast time. You have to catch it live, and it's not archived. So, but I play a lot of covers. It's a two-hour show, and I play a lot of oldies the second hour, a lot of traditional stuff from 4 to 5 p.m. Every Thursday, kcrlive.com is where you can find it on the Internet. And the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone. Search out KCR College Radio. Okay, enough plugs for KCR. Let me do one more plug, and that's Continental Magazine put out by Double Crown Records. If you don't subscribe to this little magazine, it's only like $18, $20 for three issues. And you get this. Not only is it a great little magazine, and I'm reading about the Atlantics, things I never knew. It's such an informative little magazine. And you get this awesome CD with it. And on this awesome CD, you hear bands that you've never heard before, like Durango 14. I think they're out of Spain. The song I'm playing here is Duelo al Sol. And I'm trying to contact the band to get more music from them, but I really like this song. This is a band called Durango 14.
Thank you.
think that's just going to do it here for another exciting podcast. Number 86, Day at the Beach podcast number 86. Thanks for listening, you guys. Appreciate it very much. We just heard the D-Rays with Power Nap. I guess you play that song in the background while you're taking up your power nap. The D-Rays, a self-titled little CD they sent. Actually, I got it off, it doesn't matter. Susan Surftone with a song called Rock Candy, heavy on the theremin. You can't get enough theremin sometimes, can you? The theremin certainly has its place in surf music, and I think that's an excellent example of how to use the theremin in a song. I really like that, the use of theremin in Rock Candy by Susan Surftone from her Too Far CD. The Insect Surfers' Plankton Dance, the name of the CD is Infragreen. I think that's the fourth song I've played off of that CD, and I could probably play all of them. But I really I don't like to play more than four, unless it, you know, it's one of these CDs that have, you know, 20, 25 songs on it. But the goal here is for you to get a good idea of what's available out there in the surf music instrumental world. And then go to the website or go to CD Baby or Amazon or wherever they sell it and buy the CD and support your local surf band, okay? Such is the case with all these bands, not just the Insect Surfers, but that's the fourth song I played off of Infragreen. I won't be playing another one for quite some time, but I really like the CD, and if you like the Insects, you'll love the CD. And then Durango 14, I'm trying to get more music from them. I think they're from Spain, Duelo al Sol. Oh, man, I apologize for my Spanish. It's just horrendous. And again, it comes off the Continental Magazine, issue number 21, compilation CD. This has been A Day at the Beach, number 86. Thanks again for listening. My name is Clint Beachwood, and I'll be back in another 2 or 3 weeks with podcast number 87. So thanks again for listening. See you around. You know, after checking this out, I realized I have time for one more song. I'm going to play a song by a brand new band called The Tiki Delights from their little CD, Meet the Tiki Delights. It's a cool little mellow kind of a song. Songs on this CD include songs like Twist of Lyman, and we're going to hear Stormy Outrigger. This is a bonus track.